lessons from the Quran, from the 9th juz of the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The surah is Suratul A'raf. Lessons that can be taken from the surah. In the beginning, Almighty Allah spoke about the different groups that will speak on in Jannah, Jahannam, and between them will be the people of A'raf. It was explained that the people of A'raf will be people of Iman and of actions. So many of the actions were of good that it prevented them from falling into the fire of Jahannam. But still it was not sufficient to allow them direct entry into Jannah. Just being kept between Jannah and Jahannam itself will be a major punishment. From there, every person of Iman can understand that just being born as a Muslim and doing a couple of actions is no guarantee that man will always remain on the path, or that man, when he passes away, he will receive direct entry into paradise. Jannah is sold at a very high price. Man must make a lot of effort to acquire Jannah, and he must walk this path with a lot of fear. In Surah Al-A'raf, Almighty Allah gives examples where when a person just felt that now he is free, now there will be no fitna, there will be no test, temptation, that is where he fell. The Bani Israel stayed under the cruel regime of Fir'aun for how many years? During that time, how they wanted to worship Almighty Allah, how they wanted to perform their deen, they wanted to establish their salah, they were unable to. They were told, make your houses. In their time, the law was that it has to be in a place set up for the worship of Almighty Allah. But under the regime of Fir'aun, they could not do this. They were told, make your houses your Qibla, meaning your place of worship. They used to worship Almighty Allah while hiding from Fir'aun and his armies. They could not do as they wanted. Similar is our condition today, that we live under a kufr regime. Every command of Almighty Allah to fulfill, to establish, is not the easiest. And everyone is waiting that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala re-establish, that the flags of Islam go high in the world. And at that time the heart says that then when everyone is worshipping Almighty Allah, it will be very easy to worship. If today I cannot leave difficulty, if I cannot leave evil and filth, but in that pure environment of Islam, when an Islamic state is established in the world, many a person will say, I'm waiting for the era of Sayyiduna al-Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Then when everyone is moving front, I will also move. But it's not always like that. Many a time when you just think that the fitna has now come to an end, it gets even more difficult. Almighty Allah speaks about when Fir'aun was now destroyed. وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا. That nation who had been weak for so long, who no one ever thought will become rulers of the east and the west, we now made them the waris, meaning Fir'aun was drowned, now they were in charge of their own lives. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَى. That unique promise of Almighty Allah, which for so many years the Bani Israel were waiting, was now fulfilled. وَدَمَّرْنَا مَا كَانَ يَصْنَعُ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمُهُ. The plans and the evil that Fir'aun had created, everything was destroyed. وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ. We took them through the waters. As soon as they came past the waters, they reached the lands close to Midian. فَأَتَوْ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِي يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامٍ لَهُمْ. They found a nation, an Arab nation. They were involved in the worship of idols. Just after they saw the destruction of Fir'aun, with so much of passion, one would have thought that now we are free, no one can force us. But when something is in the heart of an individual, for so many years they lived under the regime of Fir'aun, they began saying to themselves, we are only doing what we are doing because we are forced. But it is not always that because we are forced we are doing. A time comes that even if we are not forced, we will still want to do. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى جَعَلْ لَنَا إِلَٰهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَا. They said to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how nice it is. Look at what these people are enjoying. Can you make for us an ilah, something that we can worship, similar to what they have? Meaning we also want something like this. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْحَلُونَ. Indeed, you are the most ignorant of people. إِنَّهَا أُولَٰئِ مُتَبَّرٌ مَّا هُمْ فِيهِ وَبَاطِلٌ مَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. These people are going to be destroyed in their actions. Futile is that thing which they are doing. It will not help them. He said, أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِيكُمْ إِلَٰهَا وَهُوَ فَضَّلَكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah gave you preference over the whole world. Now you are asking me to look for an Allah besides my Allah, a deity besides my Allah. But it was within the Bani Israel, seeing miracle after miracle. They even saw a mountain being lifted in front of them. They saw the Torah coming to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. They saw before this the destruction of Fir'aun. Again they were going to see in the future, Almighty Allah was going to send for them man and salwa. They were going to see miracle after miracle. But as soon as they found the time, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to get the Torah, received the Torah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They found the opportunity. It was only a 40-day absence. For 30 days perhaps they behaved. 10 more days of sabr. وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ حُلِيِّهِمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ. With the jewelry that they had, a little magic was made on it. A calf came out. Form of a calf. It was not even a real calf. It just had a sound. It was something amazing. But compared to what they had already seen, it was nothing like that. Rather, it was that it was in their heart. When something is in the heart of an individual, as soon as it comes in front, may Almighty Allah save us, man just thinks that the fitna has now come to an end, and then he falls into a bigger fitna. When this calf was made for the Bani Israel, in the presence of Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, a Nabi of the era, a great Nabi of the era, is begging his people, how can you fall in this fitna? This is kufr, this is shirk you are making. And they would say to Harun alayhi salam, we are going to make, the word they use like i'tikaf, yeah. لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ. We are not going to leave this. A Nabi of the time was unable to pull them away. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke in detail about the era of fitna, the greatest fitna this ummah will ever see. It's called the fitna of Dajjal. That era of fitna will occur in the era of Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anh. Many a person says, I'm just waiting for that most blessed era, most Mubarak era. When the era of Sayyidina al-Mahdi will be established, it will be similar to when Musa alayhi salam took the Bani Israel past the waters. The regime of Fir'aun fell to the ground. On the hands of Sayyidina al-Mahdi, the Christian empire will come collapsing to the ground. Comes in the narration after which the Christian world will not enjoy an empire in this world. But it will be in that very era that Dajjal will emerge. And he will also make magic. Here there was an individual called Samiri. With the little magic that he made, thousands and thousands of the Bani Israel fell in sajda. Fir'aun could not steal their iman for so many years he tried. He could oppress them, but he could not steal their iman. After the regime of Fir'aun fell to the ground, little bit of magic of Samiri and the iman of so many thousands were taken in a short span of time. When Dajjal will come, it will be in the best of eras, the era of Sayyiduna al-Mahdi. An Islamic state will be established. The flags of Islam will be going high. But how many individuals will be attracted and drawn to the fitna of Dajjal? Allah tabarak ta'ala save us all. Almighty Allah then gives another example. This was perhaps after the era of Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Here also there was no force. But when people are free also, we always say that because we are being forced, we can't do what we want. This road of Sirat al-Mustaqim is a road of every individual. It's in the heart. A nation of the Bani Israel, they were involved in evil. They would always say that we are the best of people, best, but they would continue with their evil. On account of fisk, on account of evil, meaning a person quietly does what others do not know. On the outside there's a garb of sunnah, there's a garb of deen. But in privacy, what and what actions happen? Many a person says, I just don't have any more that shock to perform salah, to do good actions. But when he goes into his life, he will understand that now you haven't got a shock on the outside to show your deen. Because for many years in privacy, you were not practicing on your deen. Because of fisk, Almighty Allah removes tawfiq to practice. Almighty Allah says, وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ. Ask them regarding that village, أَلَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحَرِ. We had put them on the shores. إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّبْتِ إِذْ تَأْتِيهِمْ حِيْتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعًا وَيَوْمَ لَا يَثْبِتُونَ لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ. They were given a command that on a Saturday you cannot work. The rest of the day is for your earning. The Saturday is a day of cutting off. But it was on a Saturday that Almighty Allah would send, when the fish would come to them, يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ, on the Saturday, شُرَّعًا, right in front of their eyes, they would see so much of fish. وَيَوْمَ لَا يَثْبِتُونَ لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ. The rest of the week they were not finding so much. So now they would get together to stay away from such an attraction, how hard it is. They would now make a hila, a plan, that since we can't fish directly on a Saturday, easily we can fish indirectly. We would throw in our nets just before Saturday would start, and we would pull it out after Saturday would come to an end. The fish would get caught on a Saturday, but no one can say we fished on a Saturday. What they never understood is that you can lie to the world, but how can you lie to Almighty Allah? Almighty Allah says, كَذَلِكَ, it was like this. The question is, why were they given such a difficult exam? Why did Almighty Allah send the fish in front of them? Almighty Allah says, نَبْلُوهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. On account of their fisk that they were doing before this, the evil they were doing before this, we were going to make the exam even harder for them. The desires of the inside would overpower them completely. People around them began telling them that you cannot do this, you are playing with Almighty Allah. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. But they were not going to listen at all. They ignored every advice that was given to them. They themselves knew what we are doing is wrong. فَلَمَّا عَتَوْا عَمَّا نُهُ عَنْهُ. And when they went beyond the borders of the commands of Almighty Allah, they were breaking every law. Happily they were breaking. It became a joke for them now. قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. We said to them, become monkeys, be disgraced. Almighty Allah turned them into animals. Almighty Allah gives another example. This is the example of the people of ilm. You would have thought that the first Banu Israel, so many years under Fir'aun, it could have been expected from them. They did not really have much. They grew up in it. But then the group on the shores of the water, they grew up in a very good era. They saw the era of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. But exams come to every person. Almighty Allah says, وَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. Recite to them, explain to them the incident of the one who we had given our special knowledge. آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. Mufassirin explain, this was an individual that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard about. Du'as of his were readily accepted. Almighty Allah had blessed him with a lot of knowledge, blessed him with that name of Almighty Allah, that when he would make dua, he would see the results of the dua immediately, known as the Ism-e-A'zam. What higher knowledge can a person get than that name of Almighty Allah and the manner to utilize that name? فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Despite so much of knowledge coming to him, he also slipped from that knowledge. That insilakh, to slip out, must make every person of deen, especially the people of knowledge, always live in fear that there is no guarantee a person remains on sirat-e-mustaqim. It is with fear he treads, it is with dua he walks, every day thinking that so many others once upon a time were on the path, how they fell off. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. He completely slipped out of it. Insilakh is used like how a snake, it sheds off one skin and it takes another skin. He had the full garb of deen over him, but he slid out of the entire thing, and the garb of like kufr came over him, of complete evil came. فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan made him his follower. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. He went completely off the path. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. Had we wished, with such knowledge we would have taken him so far. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. But he inclined towards the world. He wanted more of the world. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. He followed his desire. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. His example is that like a dog. The previous group became real monkeys. Mufassirin explained, he did not change into an animal, but Almighty Allah made his tongue, that very tongue with which he could take the most mubarak, blessed name of Almighty Allah, the Ism-e-Azam, that tongue went out of his control. Now wholly having no control over the tongue, it became like the tongue of a dog, just wagging out of the mouth. In tahmil alayhi yalhas, aw tatrukhu yalhas. You will see the tongue of the dog, whether you are chasing it or you just leave it, it is always out of the mouth, hanging. That became his example. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Almighty Allah says, these are the examples of those people who made takzeeb, who turned away, who became blind to our signs. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Continue mentioning this incident to the people of Iman. لَعَلَّهُمْ. There is hope that they will ponder over it. Ponder over it, and they will take guidance. What guidance? May يَهَدِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ الْمُهْدَدِي. The one who Almighty Allah allows to walk the path of guidance, only he will walk the path. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And the one who Almighty Allah turns away from the path, he will have so much of conviction what is the truth, but when Almighty Allah turns him away, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, he will lose everything. Begging Almighty Allah, asking Almighty Allah is the way of the people of this path. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. This individual had the name of Almighty Allah. He used it for purposes which were not permissible. He used it to acquire more of the world. Almighty Allah explains that to keep yourself on this path, it is with fear and it was dua. For verily for Almighty Allah, they are the most beautiful of names. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Continue begging Almighty Allah through His name, begging for His mercy, begging for His protection. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ فَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. As for those people who use the names of Almighty Allah for their own purposes of acquiring this world, they use it in evil manners. Today we call it sihr, we call it magic. Majority of the magic around us in the world, nothing, no magic takes place, except that in that magic, the beautiful names of Almighty Allah are also utilized. But it is utilized in filthy and dirty manners, just to get more of the world, to become a king of this world, to be able to fulfill one's every passion. Almighty Allah says, leave those people. They are playing with the names of Almighty Allah. They will also find the punishment, or they will find the retribution of their actions, like how this individual found it. For the people of Iman, it is dua. Use the names of Almighty Allah and continue begging from Almighty Allah. There is no person who is really a king in the world. Everyone is a slave. As long as a man walks on this path like an abd, as a slave, that what my master gives me, I will make shukr of. What my master keeps me away, I will not jump into and try to acquire myself. Almighty Allah bless us all for the qualities of being His slave. Almighty Allah grant us all His divine protection. Protect us from all sides. Never allow us to slip from this path. Almighty Allah allow us all to reach the end of this path with success. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.